A divided Supreme Court ruled 3 years ago that a lawsuit by a teenage boy against lead paint manufacturers could move ahead, even though the boy did not know which company made the paint that hurt him. This case is technically different, in that instead of going after companies for making lead paint, it goes after the companies who make the white lead carbonate pigment that was in the paint. But in practice, these companies are one and the same. Joy Fuhr is a lawyer for paint companies E.I. DuPont and Sherwin-Williams. She says lead paint has legitimate uses outside of homes and apartments, and the only way to make it is with lead pigment. She says this lawsuit is akin to going after the manufacturer of a lighter because the lighter produces a flame.
Everybody knows that the lighter's got to have a flame. You warn it. Keep away from children. You don't say don't make a flame.
Lawyers for the 10-year-old boy bringing this lawsuit drew a different comparison. Fidelma Fitzpatrick says letting lead pigment manufacturers off the hook because their product was mixed with other ingredients would be akin to selling a toxic cake mix and then blaming the consumer.
Because the consumer took my cake mix and added water and added eggs, so therefore that's a substantial change. And even though my cake mix, as it was sold to a consumer, was toxic and caused harm, I'm off the hook because the consumer used it as it was supposed to be used.
The last time the court ruled on a lead paint lawsuit, Justice Lewis Butler wrote the decision. But Justice Michael Gableman defeated Butler in the April election, and Gableman was highly critical of the lead paint ruling on the campaign trail. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.